soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on April 25th, 2012. Amazing, interesting day I've had today with the Lord prompting me through the scriptures this morning, and I made some notes, and I want to start off sharing this really important statement about the Lord. I've been thinking about how the Lord, everything he does is perfect. The way of the Lord is perfect. What God's doing is absolutely supernatural, completely perfect. In its timing, in its implementation, in its way, it's peaceable, and things just click when the Lord is doing it. This is why we want to keep our hands off of what the Lord is doing, because that's where he gets glory. What God is doing is in our lives is always by faith. It's always through obedience, always through abiding in him, and we have to wait upon the Lord, and what he does is perfect. I do not believe in a God of fate. I don't believe everything that meant to be happens, or whatever happens is meant to be. That's the God of fate. That's a false deity. But I do believe that as we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll have faith in him and abide in him, as we yield to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by the sarks, but not by the flesh, but be led by the Spirit of God, we will see God performing in our lives. In fact, God ordains the works in our lives that we should walk in them. And this is a scripture. I looked it up because I've been really amazed. I'm watching God do something in my life, and it's perfect. The timing is perfect, and it just comes together. There's no struggle. There's no striving. There's no sweat. It just, and I'm in a state of peace. See, that's the way of the Lord. His kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit. This is a scripture from Psalms 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Amen. So I bless you with that. God's way is perfect. Keep your hands off. And this is why the church world is in such a mess today, because we have had men tamper with God's work. God's work is a spiritual habitation. God dwells in people made without hands. It's a holy habitation of God in the Spirit. And what men have done in many different forms, many different modes and ways, have created a monster. And they're not perfecting the people of God. They're not making disciples, by and large, for the most part. But they've made a bearded lady, a freak of nature. And when the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to, he's not going to date a freak of nature. He's not going to marry a freak of nature, a bearded lady. He's going to marry a chaste virgin that loves him, that he's washed and cleansed and renewed through the power of the Holy Spirit. And these are the people of faith. These are the people that have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart that loves the Lord and that are being healed and converted. So we have to make a decision today. Are you going to be the Church of Jesus Christ, the Assembly of the Righteous? Or are you going to be part of the Church of the Tares or the Church of Leaven? You don't want to be that way if you want to have eternal life in Jesus Christ. He has eyes of fire, and he's trying. And the church world is under indictment of the Lord. And every man will give account how he's tampering with the temple of God. God is looking for a pure church. And you better take heed to what you build and what you influence the people that profess faith in Jesus Christ. Another thing I was thinking about this morning was what God does to a nation that goes into sin and refuses to repent and that will not follow the voice of the Lord. What nation can sin and continue to sin against the Lord and not be judged? Well, the United States is such a nation that is marked by God for judgment, and it's ripe And God's been dealing with this nation for years, decades, a long, long, long time. And this nation has refused to repent. Yeah, you might find that hard to believe. Why would God judge the United States? Because the United States has been used to promote the Bible, has been used to feed the poor. A lot of works, but they're dead works for the most part. There's very, very few people in the United States or even in the world that are true disciples of Jesus. And this is what Jesus said. There's many that will profess to have faith in Jesus. They'll say, I did many great works in your name. They'll say they prophesy in his name and even cast out demons in his name. But he will profess unto them that he never knew them, that they were workers of lawlessness, iniquity. This is Jeremiah 18, the prophet speaking to Israel. God would judge Israel and Judah. Why would you think that God wouldn't judge the United States of America for doing the same sins? The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I have thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return you now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do to the imagination of his evil heart. This is really important. This is the word of God. This is the way of the Lord. This is revealed to the prophet Jeremiah concerning his very special own people, Judah. They did what was evil before the Lord. They did what was right in their own sight after their imagination of their evil heart. And they refused to repent. They refused to follow the voice of the Lord. Does it sound familiar? But see, when God had plans to bless a nation, God says he'll turn from those plans and bring judgment and destruction to chasten and to judge, to make their land desolate, a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. The destruction that God brings, it blows people's mind. The next chapter, this is Jeremiah chapter 19. Very similar. Thus says the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the agents of the people and of the ancients of the priests, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim there the words that I shall tell you. See, that's an important thing to realize, that a true prophet speaks when God tells him to speak, and speaks what God told him to speak, goes where God told him to go, does it the way that God tells him to do it. He's a servant of the Lord. Doesn't speak from the imagination of his mind. Doesn't weigh in his imagination the pros and the cons for reaction of the people. But he seeks to please the Lord and speaks from the Lord. And say, hear ye the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, which whosoever hears, his ears shall tingle, because they have forsaken me, and have estranged this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocence. The blood of innocence. Nothing is new under the sun. They have built also the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire, for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that this place shall be no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. This is the word of the Lord to the people of God through the ministry of Jeremiah chapter 18 and 19. In Psalms 2, we have, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. The rulers here are the spiritual rulers, the leaders. This is fulfilled. It's written in Acts chapter 4, where you have Herod and Pilate and the rulers of Israel, the chief priests, when they came together, conspired to kill Jesus, the just one, the Messiah. They take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, which is the word Messiah or Christ in Greek. Let us break their bands asunder, they say, and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, you are my son, this day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Take note, this is Psalms 2, verse 9. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. This is the true God and the true Jesus that we're reading about today. Even in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, the Lord was likening those that overcome that they too would rule and reign and dash the enemies into shivers. I'm going to read that scripture to you. Now, the context of this scripture was Jesus was speaking to the church at Thyatira. And a woman who called herself Jezebel, called herself a prophetess, she taught the Lord's servants to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. She seduced them. This is in Revelations 2:20. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her, into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. This is where we're at right now, that there is so much sexual immorality, fornication, adultery, perversity, pornography, prostitution. It's in the world is rampant with it, and it is in the church world just to the same degree. Statistically, it is absolutely the same. That ought not be so, but it shall surely come to pass when all the so-called churches shall know that Jesus Christ has eyes of fire, and he tries the reins and the hearts of the people, and that he sees what is going on in secret. And he will expose it because he is the light, and the light will expose the darkness, and he will bring great judgment unless they repent. Now hear what Jesus' admonition was. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. But that which you have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. This is where we're at. The Lord is calling you to overcome. The Lord is calling you to hold fast to what you have, what you've been taught of the Lord and by the Lord. Do not let it slip. Do not be forgetful, but pursue the Lord and be faithful and be full of the grace of the Lord that's in Jesus Christ, and stand and have yourself girded and with the full armor of God and with the mind of Christ. Till he come, hold fast till I come, says the Lord, and he will give you power over the nations. We're talking about Jesus Christ overruling the beast's kingdom, the total evil, the darkness, overruling it, defeating it, crushing it, grinding it to powder. And he will have his sons and daughters reign with him. And verse 26, and he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Talking about some mighty acts of God. We're going to see some mighty acts. And when you hear it, your ears will tingle. And people, when they see it, they'll shake their heads in dismay. I was interviewed in March 29, 2007. And I'm looking at a transcript. And I was referring to some of these things. I was talking about Hebrews 11:7, how God warned Noah by faith of things that were not seen as yet, and you know, things that were had never happened before, and God was telling him what was coming. It was unprecedented. It says that he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his household. And this is what the Lord was saying, that judgment was coming, and that his people need to be hearing and seeing, even though they don't see with their visual eye, but perceiving through the Spirit of God the danger that's coming. They are to follow the commands, follow the direction of the Lord, so they may be protected and preserved through the judgment. That is a wonderful parallel scripture for our day. In December of 2004, there was a catastrophic earthquake with a tsunami in Indonesia that killed over 300,000 people. Some say more. I believe that earthquake was like a 9.3, 9.2, something like that. And it was so catastrophic, it had actually altered the Earth's rotation. When we went into the new year of 2005, the Spirit of the Lord told me, take note. Just those two words resonated in my being. It was shocking that the Lord was telling me that it's going to be more catastrophic events like that. Then he started showing me persecution. I started reading the Gospels, rereading them. And I would encourage all the people that are listening to go to the Scriptures, put everything to a test. Like what I am saying or anyone that speaks, you should always test things with the Scripture and with the prayerful testing by the Spirit of God. Read Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21. You'll find there that Jesus actually itemizes a list of what the end times will actually look like. And one of those things that the Lord showed me right then was about persecution. His own people would be severely persecuted because they were not prepared, or because of, like you said, because of the cares of life, they were just eating and drinking. They give up their faith. That is not the Lord's will. He does not want to lose one of his flock. The sad fact is that there will be people that will literally give up their under persecution or under affliction. That is what Jesus told us. the basic thing that we all need to do, because we are actually under the judgment hand of God right now. This is, remember, I'm reading from a transcript from 2007. We are in the fulfillment of Scripture right now as we speak. This message of the alarm, we have rather passed right into it. The Lord has further things that He wants to tell His people. The glorious thing that He's going to do upon His people that are abiding in Him, hopefully we can talk about that. But I would encourage that this is what the Lord is telling His people, to seek His face. Seek Him. You must, on your own personal desires, seek His face until you find Him. You must hear His voice. It is absolutely imperative. So just those two things, that is what I say. Seek the Lord. Listen to what He's speaking to you. And do what He tells you to do. And this is how you will find safety in the coming judgments of God. Because there are many facets of judgment that are coming. Jesus outlined it. He said that there would be persecution. But He also talked about wars and rumors of wars. Nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. He also talked about famines and earthquakes and pestilence. All these things. So it will be very chaotic. You want to be close to the Lord. You want to be knowing His voice. So you have that assurance that no matter what happens, you are safe with Him. I spoke about an analogy of the Titanic. The Titanic was a cruise ship that was heralded to be unsinkable, and that wasn't true. You could imagine life of leisure, party on, the ship, life of leisure, ship of leisure. Yet if you were actually on the ship and looking out over the horizon, you could see the tip of the iceberg below the water with this huge megalith of destruction. The ship was on dead course. And that is where we are right now. The sad part is, when the iceberg struck the Titanic, what a shock that was. And as it began to sink, what a horrible thing. I mean, to be unprepared for that, many people lost their lives. I sound the alarm, and there are many in service throughout all the world just sounding the alarm and causing people to be prepared. You want to put on the life preserver, which is Jesus Christ. You want to get into the boat of protection, which is the Lord, His protection. Let me read this scripture, Isaiah 26:20. Come, my people, enter thou into your chambers and shut your doors about you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. See, the Lord is calling His people into special protection, because the wrath of God that's going to be unleashed in the world will be so horrific, because He's dealing with the disobedient, the impudent, hardened hearts of humanity that are actually so crazed that they are determined to war against God Himself. But the Lord reigns. He's God, and He's coming forth to deliver His people. This is the Lord vindicating His people. This is the hope that I have. I want to bring comfort to the little flock of the Lord that is abiding, that has come out of Babylon. This is the day of truth that is coming forth. The Lord will exonerate His people. So this is a wonderful thing. On one hand, if you're resisting the Lord, it will be ill with you. But if you're drawing near to the Lord and do well, it will be well with you. I had mentioned in this broadcast that was recorded in 2006, 2007, that the Lord had showed me that we were in the throes of judgment. We were actually entering the birth pangs. We're under the judgment hand of God right now. We are actually in the United States of America. I believe we have 60% drought. We've had the bees dying, of course, which pollinate crops. We have very severe economic trouble on the horizon with the currency, with pressure in the oil industry, in the mortgage, in the real estate. Now, this is 2007, before this happened. There are just many, many factors. We have seismic activity that is record. We have bizarre weather. And I believe that we are actually in the judgment. We are in the end times. I know that the gospel is going into the most bizarre, far outreached regions in the world right now. And that is one of the things that Jesus said would be a sign before the coming of the Lord. Now, I want you to hear this, because this is what we've been talking about in this broadcast. Yes. I believe we are in for a surprise with this nation. The Lord has given me a word about the United States last year. That would be 2006. He would dash this nation into 1,000 pieces. That is scriptural. Isaiah chapter 30, Jeremiah 18 and chapter 19. You have Revelation chapter 2, as well as Psalms 2, verse 9. This is where the Lord will dash his enemies. Here's the thing. I mean, God had blessed the United States. We have more Bibles probably in this country than all the world. But unto him much is given, much is required. This nation has become unthankful and unholy. It upholds things that are contrary to the Lord. He's calling this nation on the carpet. So it's important that we as individuals, yes, we have been a blessed country, but we need to choose right now to identify either with the kingdom of God and righteousness or with a nation that has fallen before the Lord. It's very apparent to me that too many people do not understand this. Too many people have an affiliation, association, a great love for their nationalism. They identify with their country, even though the country is wicked, is gross, is synonymous with Babylon, steeped in pornography and witchcraft, prostitution, and has peddled it across the world. It's full of haughtiness, pride, self-centeredness, craziness, sensuality, idolatry, foolishness. And yet, there's people that are professing to be Christians, or even in the Christian media land, they're promoting it as the message of God to save America or to bring back America to its roots. But this is a misnomer. God has called us to preach the gospel to the world, to declare the kingdom of God, and every nation will come unto the Lord. Every tribe and kindred all over the world, there will be people that have faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what your color of your skin is, or what nationality, what ethnos. God is doing this through the gospel. But God is not calling us to do social redemption. God is not calling us to merge together with people of other gospels, with other gospels and Christ, with other gods. We're people that deny Jesus Christ, people that deny the Lord, and merge together for this message of saving America. That is not being a good soldier. That is entangling yourself in the affairs of this world. Those things pass away. Everything of this world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of the life, and all the nations shall come under the judgment hand of God. So I say that you must identify with the kingdom of God, with Lord Jesus Christ as the leader, or you'll fall with the nation. But it is a misnomer. People do not understand this. You would never see Apostle Paul joining with rabbis that deny Jesus Christ, that deny that he is the Lord, that he is the Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he came in the flesh. That is Antichrist. You would never see Apostle Paul standing with priests of Baal or Apollo or any god, yet alone a Mormon who believes that he will become a god. He believes the gospel of the serpent, that man will become a god. This is just evidence of the fallenness of men and women that have not sanctified the Lord. They're backslidden, they haven't sanctified the Lord, and now they're fuzzy with their gospel, with their scriptural revelation. Their understanding of the gospel is perverted. And I was listening to a man say, yes, that the president of the United States was an antichrist. Well, that's true. And most presidents are antichrists because they're not led by the Spirit of God. They don't submit to the King Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that God didn't put him in place, but it doesn't mean that we are to be about these emotional, political agendas. Another thing that people don't understand is the need to define what is the church. They think that it was the church's fault, or it was the church. What do you mean church? Certainly those buildings on the corner, those institutions made by man, named after men, those aren't the churches of Jesus Christ. God has told us that in the last days there'll be great darkness, and there will be a kingdom of the beast, a kingdom of the dragon, serpent, the devil. And this is surely going to come to pass. And his people are not to be participating in any way.
I share these things with you because the days are at hand in which all these things will be fulfilled. And the people, their faces will contort like flames, and their knees will buckle in great horror because of the disobedience, insolence, and rebellion that they chose. But God is not a respecter of persons. He that has done evil shall receive for the evil, and he that has done righteously shall receive of the blessing of the Lord that's in Jesus Christ.